Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
It is now 7 minutes past the hour of four. The second episode of Freedom Pioneers of Africa is where local change makers meet with global connectors to see how we can shift Africa's big thoughts into great opportunities. The future of Africa is often regarded in a strangely unimaginative and pessimistic way. Yet Africa today is full of diversity, economic potential, and innovative development. The Frederick Naumann Foundation for Freedom is a liberal institution that supports innovation and other liberal policies in Africa and around the world. They aim to encourage young people to take the reins of action and start thinking about how they too can use their entrepreneurial spirit to bring about positive change in their communities and beyond. And in today's episode, we hear from a true African pioneer in agri-tech innovation whose mission is to disrupt the food supply systems across Africa by creating an online marketplace connecting farmers to markets. Some interesting information statistics related to the agri-tech innovation. Almost one in four people in sub-Saharan Africa, SSA, were estimated to be undernourished in 2017, representing about one-third of 821 million people suffering from hunger globally. The majority of the food in SSA is produced by smallholder farmers, while they are most vulnerable to food insecurity and poverty. Hence, smallholder farmers are a crucial entry point for agricultural-orientated interventions to improve food and nutrition security. Africa is home to more than half of the world's unused arable land, but the continent remains food insecure, with millions of people experiencing chronic hunger and facing famine, according to the Alliance for Green Revolution in Africa. With that being said, we will be playing the first episode that comes through from Ryan Cardier, the co-founder of Farm Heart, the pioneer of today. So do not touch that dial, keep it locked.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
You find in Zimbabwe the traditional systems were that there is only one popular physical market, that is in Harare, which is at least 300 kilometers radius from many of the farming areas that the farmers are found. So this was not reliable, this didn't work, and at many times farmers were being shortchanged. So just seeing this, that's when it created this decentralized system in the supply chain to allow farmers to really get returns and also supply closer to their own areas as well. My name is Ryan Katai from Harare, Zimbabwe, and I'm a Freedom Pioneer of Africa.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
I grew up mainly in Nyazura, which is a town here in Zimbabwe. It's a rural town. I mostly grew up with my grandmother, who was very much involved in the agriculture sector. She had a farm where we did most of our farming activity. So growing up, seeing my grandmother waking up every day at 4 a.m., you know, it's something that I really abhorred, right? I didn't like it. I was just like, you know, whenever I get a chance to escape this life, I will. My co-founder and I were going through town and we met a lady who was selling tomatoes off a truck. Business wasn't going well for her. And we just stopped by there, had a chat with her, and we jumped on a truck and we started selling. So we managed to sell off the whole truck on that day. But then what we then figured out was that the produce that she was selling, the tomatoes, were actually in high demand in other areas. And they were actually selling for more money she was selling for in Bulawayo. So you'd find that this is a situation that most farmers were facing, where they had to sell for lower prices in the regions they were, as compared to having to sell for higher prices in other regions where there was demand. Farmers just didn't know where the produce would sell for more or even at a greater demand and even short time period from harvest to that selling point in price. So that's when we had that aha, like we could create a platform where we could, you know, aggregate all this data and offer it to farmers, allowing them to have make informed decisions from the point of harvest to the point where they have to sell off all their produce. And I think that was the moment for us when we really knew that we had, you know, stuck up on an idea that could actually work. So we built the platform, pitched it to 6 women we found in Tabazinduna, who were also farmers, and we waited up until they harvested and sold the produce through our platform. which they sold out. Then when you saw that that worked, we then expanded it to other farmers as well. Earlier on, there wasn't much competition in the space. There was just physical procurement that was taking place, and those people in the supply chain later became our own partners with whom we're supplying the produce to. That was how we really got through into the market. So to be honest, it wasn't easy. We had a lot of back and forths. What we really were trying to do there was to really see how the farmers themselves saw our product. So our platform became simpler and simpler with more and more conversations we had with our first six pilot women that we started with. So as a business grew up, we really faced a lot of challenges. The first one was hiring. Right? How were we going to know we're hiring the right people who could buy into the vision directly? So that was really the first stumbling block that we had. The second one was we were young, right? And this is a very conservative sector, the agricultural sector. So, you know, having conversations with either partners, corporates, and even farmers themselves was very difficult because, you know, they would expect to see at the end of the line someone, you know, their age, who probably looked the part, you know, looked the farmer, looked experienced. But then we didn't have that at first. So we really had to explain ourselves. We really had to sell ourselves so many times. And it really took a lot of our time really to penetrate and establish ourselves. You know, when you're developing future products for farmers, all I think about is my grandmother. Like, how could she have wanted to leave? And how could she have wanted to end? Like, how would my grandmother look at this service and say, I want to sign up? So the full circle of it is a service where farmers can get anything they want and also are getting so many benefits from it. They don't want to leave and are actually being positively impacted. So we have two main things that we really think we need right now: strategic partnerships and funding. So strategic partnerships are there just to help us move faster, gain trust in the communities that we're getting, and even understand our demographics, because the communities that we have here in Zimbabwe are different and they're separate, and cultures also are different. So having strategic partnerships help us with that. Funding will also help us reduce a lot of time spent, you know, trying to acquire the customers that we need, and also to move faster in these communities. We already have a replicatable model that we plan to use, and that would actually make us move faster and penetrate the market.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
All right, so we like inginga la ya Ryan Katayi lo co-founder go yabalimi njengoba ngumuntu lomusha lasafufusa lafuna kuba ngumlimi njengoba sivuleke inginga yakhe asive ukuthi uhambe wathola lusito njani ngabe wena njengemlaleli ulalele lo mdlalo wemoya ecala asiveke la khona achubeka nelihambo lwakhe kuze kuthi egcineni wena njengemlaleli ube ingcenye yehlelo lapho khona sitabe sesekubuta nje imibuto lethi ayibe malula ngendlela lesimanga.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
This is Ryan. Hello.
Hello, this is Bianca Pretorius calling from Berlin, Germany.
Hi, Bianca.
Hi, Ryan. I've heard about Farm Hut and I thought I really need to talk to this person who created that fantastic idea. So am I right in thinking that Farm Hut is this platform that helps farmers to basically get better prices for the products they're creating on their farmland and to get that to the customers more easily through this AI platform? So Farm Hut, it seems to be this platform that you use AI to match demand and best prices so that if I'm a farmer, I can increase this already so little income that I have to actually get the best possible for me on the market. And then you also organize the logistics to get basically the potato to the person that eats it, or to the big hotel company that wants to cook potatoes. Is this cutting it? Is this what Farm Hut does?
Thank you so much for the call. Definitely, that's what we're doing at Farm Hut, and we're super excited to be adding more and more services That makes it more convenient for farmers to keep on doing their business. So basically what we envision is to ensure that farmers are connected with the best technologies available to reach out to very valuable customers that are available in the urban areas, where they have almost all the customers that need their produce directly without needing to stretch a hand. So that's basically what we're doing, and we do look forward to adding more services to that.
Interesting. What I really loved about this idea is that basically in the vision, it cuts out the middleman of you're a farmer and you spend all your day at hard, tough physical work to actually create food. And then all the middlemen that do the logistics and do the put it on the market, they take so much from the money that it's really painful of being a farmer. And to basically use technology to make the process of getting the food to the fork, this is where technology really can make a difference. Thinking about this big vision that you're building, I also thought, Brian will probably have a lot of like challenges.
So to begin with, the data was the first problem that we had. So most of our markets are physical, where farmers actually go from farms and just go to set physical markets, at least one per every province here in Zimbabwe. But then we have a major one in the capital city where bulk of the produce is actually sold. So you find whenever you need to collect that data, you actually need to be physical on the ground. So we couldn't stretch our resources that far to get to 10 provinces at once, and as much as we wanted that. But then over time, we began to see ourselves stretching that and even seeing other people, you know, volunteers even coming up and even uploading the data themselves. So we are now more closely monitoring 4 provinces so far, the major ones, with plans to, by the end of this year, to actually expand to all 10 provinces here in Zimbabwe. Now, when you get that data, that's when you compound it and you actually make it make sense to the farmer in the simplest way possible. And we have also noted that, you know, most farmers face logistical challenges. So right now we have our own fleet, but then we're continuously now adding partners to meet the demand that's coming from the farmers themselves to ensure that, you know, they get affordable logistics at least.
Technology will keep eating up every industry. And so looking forward, hopefully, if we hear to this podcast in 20 years, we're going to laugh about it, how hard it was to convince the farmers. And it will hopefully be the normal default setting. And my hope lies in the next generation, because all these farmers have sons and daughters that might take over the farm and that they might be more open to digital products. So when you think like ahead in the future of Farm Hut, what is it that you need right now to get to the next stage of that journey?
So right now, what we're barely really looking for is a strategic partnerships, right? We're looking more into exports right now as we're looking into expanding by next year into Zambia and Malawi. We're looking more into strategic partnerships in these regions and also looking for symbiotic relationships with our own farmers as well. Right, looking at the export market. Then as well, we're also looking into funding, because we've just thrust a bit of our own target market. Right now, we have a whole database of farmers that is waiting to be served, but then we just don't have the resources to address them all right now.
Interesting. Can we talk a little bit about the actual size of a farm at right now? So how many farmers are on board on the platform? How many corporate clients is there receiving the food? Like, what's the current size of Farm Hut?
So right now, farmers that we're reaching per year as of last year, it's 100,000. We have capacity to reach 500,000 if only we can get the resources to do so. We are an almost 15-strong team, very young team, by the way, of individuals that are working towards this vision right now.
So basically, what you need to do when you want to build a business, want to build innovation, is think it from the customer. So find distribution to your product or to the service you're building is go where they are. So in your case, you realize, I don't want to build a website where people have to go to. I use the thing they're already on, which is WhatsApp. So it's the most simple, intuitive way for them to join a shift in how they do their everyday business. The second thing is like build on the community that already exists. So farmers are probably friends with other other farmers, and are in unions, are in some kind of associations with a bunch of farmers. So try to make the growing effect of customers automatic by building on existing networks and talking to networks. That also, of course, goes to the team. So I'm sure there's plenty of people that already have worked in the farmers, logistics, food kind of industry, and that they want to be part of the new thing, part of the thing that makes the industry better. So go through LinkedIn, look for older people that have maybe spent their career there, and I don't know, sweet talk them into joining your team, because then they can build something with impact, something that will actually make a difference. And then you have in your team people with experience and credibility that no other young digital team has.
Thank you so much, Bianca. It was actually a pleasure and a heartwarming conversation.
Take care.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Thank you so much. I think in my own point of view, I think it would be difficult for Ryan's online marketplace or platform to be successful, because it's a bit elitist when it comes to the Zimbabwean a community, where we know that people or the citizens basically they prefer to go to the marketplace, to it around the country, where like Mbare and other places where they like or believe to buy something that they see at the marketplace. It will take time for this platform, for Ryan to convince people to use this platform. These data bundles are a bit expensive when it comes to safe internet for citizens here in Zimbabwe. To a lesser extent, of course, it might be a success, because there are those people who prefer not to mingle with others in the marketplaces, especially considering this period that we are in, where there is COVID-19. So they would prefer to buy things online, just like what is being adapted by many business people.
You're listening to the Omaheke Radio on 96.1. I'm your host, Elias Karep, and what an initiative right there. What an initiative right there. And imagine, you know, connecting farmers to the marketplace. And this is an online platform. And I believe if this can go broader, if this can, you know, penetrate into our agricultural sectors and into our agricultural ministries, you understand, I believe this initiative can help many, especially the smallholder farmers out there that are starting up very small. It's really a great initiative for small holder farmers.
Asim solo kala nongo msomo nzo wana.
Yeah, sima.
Yeah, wunjani put.
Kapi.
Se apela skolma no man gupi.
Amashaso wanda.
Amashaso. Eh, apela put.
Yeah,
put. Okay, alal ubu lalele kusuka le kala nongo zakbe manje.
Yeah, when lalele mfuti wote pera gay. Ah, truly my.
Okay, nanku kumbuzo okuqala, ingabe ucabanga ukuthi le farm hut yakhe uRyan abazomlekelela ukuthi yazi umhlaba wonke jikelele izokwazi ukuthi isize abantu abaphila emakhaya wabo ngabodwana? Ukwenza isibonelo, wena nje kuwena uMahlazi ufuna ukuorder kuyena uRyan, ingakusiza yini le farm hut, noma idinga abantu abanamaplazi kuphela?
Hayi, ingangisiza nami.
Nawe ingakusiza indaba usho njalo mfowethu?
Okwenzithi ngisho njalo, noma ngabe usekudeni nami, ngoba ngimzwile kancane ngathi uzokusabalalisa nakuma-online yabo. Kungangisiza nami ngoba ulwazi oluningi mhlampe ngingalithola nakuye, manokuthi mhlampe khona engifuna uku-order kuye, bese ngihlela ulungele ulwazi kuye ukuthi
Alright, mfethu, asithathe na umbuzo wesibili ngokhunja ukushesha. Ngempela mawucabanga ubuka ibalazwe lase-Africa, uyalibona nani vele libhekene nenkinga yendlala?
Kakhulu mfethu, ngiyalibona.
Yini usho njalo mfethu?
Mfethu, ngoba nje kushiwo njalo ukuthi umnotho uyehla, umuntu maye ngahle engayicabangeli yena ukuthi esebenze umhlabathi mhlawumbe kungagcina kuyinkinga kakhulu lokho ukuthi kusifake inkinga ukuthi mhlawumbe nokudla kugcina sekuleza kakhulu izinto esingakwazi ukuthenga.
Ngiyayithanda indlela ophendula ngayo. Na umbuzo wesithathu, uma kuthiwa amahlazo sikunikeza i-technology sithi i-technology yiboka amahlazo, yini wena ongayikhanda ukulekelela abantu abasweleyo ukudla o abamaplazi kuyasha mhlawumbe imvula isani yonke leyo nto leyo, yini ongayikhanda nge-technology yakho ukulekelela abamaplazi ukuthi beqhubeke bekhiqize ukudla ingabikho indlala?
Futhi ngazama ukuthi ngenze indlela thize ukuthi indawo nendawo kube nendawo ekuzokumbiwa kuzo njengendawo engamadamu kanje ekuzothi ma kufakwa amanzi khona ezokuthi isikhathi engasheshi eyasho ukuze mhlawumbe njengezinto ey'suke ey'tshaliwe khona nakhona amanzi engalandi ekudeni etholakala eseduzane.
Okay. Wow. Asingakanti-ke sikhulume nge-Africa sikhulume uthe ukuphi nendawo?
Ngilawaceza kwaBhodla Nkomo.
Kwaceza?
Yeah.
Okay, ake sibheke kwaceza akhe. Isimo sendlala sihamba kanjani khona?
Hayi, sibhokile futhi. Sibhokile futhi. Kumanje nje abafuthi bayazama bayalima ngoba nje kade sisanele izulu balimile abanimileyo kodwa nje mhlawumbe ukubaleka kwabo kuzoba inkinga ngoba namavati elikana afika kanzima ukuletha manje.
Okay. Yini ongayenza-ke wena njengomahlazi endaweni eyaceza ngaphandle kwe-technology, ngaphandle kwani kwani, ngaphandle kwemali engalekelela ukuthi kuphele indlala?
Ngoba akukho kuphela okunye ukuthi engakwenza ngaphandle kokuthi kushone khona emhlabathini. Kushone khona emhlabathini ukuze kulekeleleke nokuthi uma kutholakala okuncane kutholakala ey'tolo kube kukhona okunye engikuzamayo nami engingahle phansi nakho.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.